Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Portland Trailblazers now 1-2 on the young season. Last time we left you, it was kind of a bitter taste in all of our mouths after getting beat by 35, then amended to 36 points.
Yeah, I got
to
get that extra point.
Yeah. Golly. But heading into the weekend, they had a home and home, or a home home, against the New Orleans Pelicans. Same team, back-to-back days. Usually, historically in the NBA, it's a split. It really
almost
is.
Almost always a split.
It doesn't matter how bad a team is.
Yeah, I remember, again, I mentioned this last week. Last year, the Blazers went down to Phoenix with nobody on the roster and beat the brakes off the Suns. And then the Suns, the next game, came out and absolutely annihilated that Blazers. I think they beat them by like 40. It was bad.
Well, what we saw on Friday night was Blazers came out with a little P&V, a little vinegar in them, and it was a far more complete game than what we saw, and more competitive and competent game against the Pelicans. And they end up losing 105-103. Brandon Ingram, game winner.
He hit an incredible shot.
But that isn't that what we want to see from this team? Lead it late in a game and then not win?
Within five with 5 minutes to go is the goal, I think, every night. For every team in the NBA, but I think for this team especially, just kind of be there. General, like, 30,000-foot view type stuff. Jeremy Grant has been phenomenal to start the season. I think they've done a really good job of getting him the ball on the second side on collapsing defenses, whether it's Anthony Simons getting downhill, whether it's Denny Avdia getting downhill. He is not having to create as much, and he's shooting the hell out of the ball.
It's not like a creator, it's a generator.
Yes.
I mean, that's kind of what he's generating looks for himself and others.
Just floating
into
spots.
But he doesn't have to be creative.
Yeah, and he can put the ball. I mean, he had a couple drives last night in the third quarter against the Pels where everybody in the press row kind of like looked around at each other like, yo.
And that was the one, though.
See that?
The first win of the year came yesterday, and it was convincing over the Pelicans. And again, you play the same team twice, you're going to have a really good chance of winning that second one, especially when a team shoots Blazer-esque from game one. 8 of 29, the Pelicans from three last night.
Yeah, that Pelicans team, they've got a lot of questions. I mean, DeJounte Murray and Herb Jones, two starters are out. They're still a good team. Zion is coming back from being sick, for those of you wondering.
No
why
bigs.
Did Zion look like he's not himself? I talked to the Pels coaches and a couple people within the org, and they told me that they were kind of shocked that he played on Friday, to be honest. But he's still working it out. But he's also trying to figure out how the hell he can score on Donovan Klingon.
That's what I want to talk about, though.
Holy
Donovan Klingon,
Lee.
The concern against a team like New Orleans is, were DA and Klingon guys that were even going to be playable because of how, albeit small, but athletic New Orleans is?
Get up and down, finish at the rim. And Zion is an unstoppable force, but he met an immovable object. And Donovan Klingon is every bit of 7'3", 290 pounds, who he has high level defensive IQ as a rim protector and shot blocker. I had my first unhinged take of the season last night during the game. coming into the game, he had an over a 9% block rate, according to Cleaning the Glass. So that filters out some of the garbage time stuff. That would put him on par with, like, Manute Bol, Mark Eaton, Alonzo Mourning, Victor Wembanyama, like, the best shot blockers in the history of the game, you know, on, like, a percentage basis. After watching him play in live action against starters and against, like, real players, I am convinced he is going to finish there at the end of the season. He is going to... His per 36 numbers right now are 13.5 points, 15.8 rebounds, and 6 blocks.
Okay. How much are we going to skew that, though, to... it's really amazing what he's doing, but skewing it to the competition of who they've been playing, where two of their three games are teams without a legitimate big.
But here's the thing. You're talking about Zion Williamson, who may be the best finisher in the entire league.
Yeah.
And even if he's sick, he is a guy who is 275, 280 pounds, who has probably the highest level of strength in the NBA outside of Steven Adams. It's like just pure unadulterated bull in China shop. And he's also got a 40-inch vertical. And it's like... And he couldn't put a shoulder into Klingon to fold him over or elevate over him to finish. He just couldn't do it. I mean, on Friday night, he blocked Zion twice. On Sunday night, he blocked Zion twice.
Averaging 2.5 blocks a game.
He is, like, and you could see, it's not Victor Wembanyama-esque, oh, hell nah.
Yeah.
When you drive, but after he comes on the floor, you do feel a change of... There was one where Zion drove after he got blocked where he just decided, screw this, and he took like a 15-foot pull-up because he had just gotten absolutely stuck. Like, Zion did the Zion thing where he turns into Bo Jackson. He puts two hands over the ball like a running back and puts his shoulder into you, and then he goes to load that 2-foot jump stop and then goes to go up. And Klingon's like, that's cool, you can jump 40 inches, but my hands are already up here. Like, I'm that big.
May I ask a question?
Go.
So he was a Klingon number 7 pick.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at basically we're 13 minutes a game so far. These three, and arguably small sample size theater. Should we not be hoping for more like 20 minutes a game or so?
No, not right now. That's the thing. It's like you can see.
And because we're in such a we're in a rebuild time, and we want to see what the young guys have.
Well, what he has is about 16 minutes of gas. You can watch him. That's the thing.
That's fine. I'm fine with it.
And this is admittedly I didn't watch a second of any of their first three games.
I feel like tonight he'll get a good test too with
Sabonis is different
with Sacramento.
And Fox is a guy who's so fast that if you read him wrong, you will foul him.
Yeah.
Donovan's done a really, really good job of not fouling so far, but
they're gonna try to pull him out.
He's just not going to.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is like they're just gonna go ahead.
See 3 second technical.
He's so good at 2.9ing already. That's a real thing. Like just tap dancing in the paint. He's got that inability. But as far as like the minutes, I've heard a bunch of people like, why isn't he starting? He's better than DA. He's not better than DA. He's a better shot blocker than DA.
And that wasn't even my point. I'm not saying he should be starting and getting like a butt ton of minutes. I just thought maybe it would be a bit higher north of 13 to 14.
He can't. That's the thing. It's like, it's not a matter of like DA's like so good that Donovan can't play. Donovan can't play at the NBA level for like more than 16 minutes right now. Like you have to remember, he hasn't played more than 23 minutes in his career in college, where you're playing a much, much slower game.
You're playing different dudes and different athleticisms and different size guys.
Also, I think it's totally fine because of the fact that this is a developmental year, and you don't want to just throw a guy into the deep end and say, all right, you're going to play 20 minutes early. He will drown.
Yeah, Chauncey flat out said he doesn't want to play him tired.
That's fine.
Because you're going to get him in foul trouble, you're going to get him reaching, you're going to get him falling over. The biggest thing is...
Now, late in a game, if they need to lose it, maybe we'll see that.
Yeah.
You know?
Look, towards the end of the season, I think you will see his minutes start going up. But I asked Chauncey pregame of the first Pelicans game about Donovan, about his offense and how he kind of feels about that. I go, his physicality on the defensive end is very, very, very evident.
Yeah.
You can understand it. And I think part of his growing up, the things he needs to round out are playing in Connecticut, you're not exactly playing against the elite in high school. At UConn, he was a backup 1 year, and the next year, again, he's only playing 23 minutes. And he's so big and so strong that he doesn't necessarily need to have incredible timing on rebounds. He doesn't have to have incredible timing on block shots. He doesn't have to have incredible timing on offensive putbacks. Where in the NBA, you do.
Yeah.
You have to have those things, and even more so, you need to be strong. And I think once he spends a year plus in an NBA weight room with a real regiment, it's not. I'm not saying that UConn didn't work him, but there's levels to this stuff.
Yeah, they're being a professional and being still a college athlete are totally different.
It's totally different things. And yeah. I think after you get through this year, I think his year one to year two growth, if he does what I think he can do and he works the way that I think he works, you could see a guy become not necessarily Rudy Gobert, but I think he could be Gobert-esque in the sense of like, look, Gobert gets a lot of crap. But this is going to sound so weird. Have you ever seen that guy with his
personality?
Well, I mean, have you ever seen him with his shirt off?
No.
That dude is one of the most built dudes in the entire NBA. Like, when you talk about guys who take care of their body, Rudy Gobert is in the very, very, very top of that, which, again, he's 7'1", like 280 pounds, and you see him playing heavy, heavy, heavy minutes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Am I crazy to think when you said year one to year two, it kind of sparked this in my brain? The worst shooting night, most fouls that he's had in this short season was Scoot Henderson's best game of the three last night.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought that the way he played, even though he wasn't hit, what is he, like 2 of 12?
Two of 12. I thought his floor game was pretty good. I thought his game Friday was actually really good.
Yeah.
I thought he was, and I think Chauncey was rewarded him on Friday.
He was good.
Lineup. Yeah.
But that, I looked at you last night and I was like, all right, if this is the Scoot that we get, I think
if that's bad, Scoot,
because it was,
that's okay.
But I don't think it was bad. I think it was like he was playing with a level of physicality that got him four fouls. He was trying to facilitate for others in the offense, and that if that's who he is, I'm gonna be totally okay with that.
I don't mean to say that he was unquestionably bad. I'm saying, but if that was the bad version of Scoot,
I think the bad version was the first game.
Yeah, I mean, that was really bad. It was like, well, he had 22, 4, and 4. And I'm like, yeah, a lot of that was in garbage time. But no, I think you're right.
Yeah.
He looks more like a rookie should look. Do you know what I mean? In the sense of like, if what you've seen so far this year through these three games was his rookie season, the panic would be so much less than last year. So I think, and this has been a trend with the G League Ignite guys. They have all sucked tremendously in their rookie years.
There's a reason why it folded.
I've watched a little bit of the Bulls and a little bit of the Pistons, and Modest and Ron don't look good. Like, it's just, yeah, Jalen Green took 3 years to figure it out.
Yeah.
So it's going to take a little while. But look, the Blazers play 5 games in 7 nights to start the season. They have another game tonight against the Sacramento Kings. They have the Clippers on Wednesday. I think you're not playing anybody who's great. I think the Warriors are good, but I think the Clippers are okay, and I think the Kings are okay. They're kind of an identity crisis. But if they start the season 1-4, I'm not going to be surprised, as long as the games are more like they were Friday than they were last Wednesday.
Yeah, the first game was not what anybody wanted to see.
Nasty stuff.
Yeah, and look, if they go 1-4 of their first, you know, 5 games or whatever, that's on pace for what everybody thought they were going to win anyways. Again, right? It's like...
I went back and forth between 7-23 and 8-22 in their first 30 games.
I'm just going to go with they're starting out at 1-2, and that is far too high of a winning percentage than I would like to.
We'll talk about this tomorrow. We'll talk about this tomorrow then.
Especially after we'll have another game under their belt.
I mean, yeah, I realize. I mean, then small sample size theater, but
if
still.
If they're 1-3, they've won 25% of their games, that's 20 and a half wins. Mm-hmm. Right over 82 games.
They're 2-2. They're .500, man. And oh my god!
Now we're talking playoffs.
Yes. Well, the sky is falling. I want to capture that darn flag.
Oh right, especially. Did you see they scored 104 points against Arizona State?
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
You gotta take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.